we may preach with all the fervour of a reformer and yet succeed only in winning a straggler here and there if we permit the whole collective thought of the nation or of the world to be controlled by ideas which, by the resistless force of logic, prevent Christianity from being regarded as anything more than a harmless delusion.
Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, you were quoting there from the not-so-lightweight Princeton theologian J. Gresham Machen in the early 20th century.
John Machen understood the importance of philosophy when it comes to building a foundation for Christian faith. Philosophy means the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom, yet it's a discipline often neglected or rejected in Christian circles. We ought to redeem it because it matters.
Yeah, Machen believed it mattered more than anything.
He understood that passion alone is never enough to win the respect of those who assume Christianity is just a lot of nonsense. The kind of people who say, well, Christians, their heart's in the right place, pity their head isn't.
So the idea is you can't take Christians seriously.
I had a conversation with an atheist who assumed the Bible was just a book of stories accepted by blind faith. His mouth was open while I explained there's a wealth of ancient textual evidence that defends their historical accuracy and authenticity. John, it's no coincidence that one of the best-selling books attacking religious belief, particularly Christianity, was called The God Delusion. However, there are good reasons to believe the Bible is accurate and Christianity is true. Belief in the Christian God is no illusion or delusion, and we need to be prepared to share the reason why.
One way to get better prepared is looking at Alec's book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World, at reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.